This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization warned Friday of the vast spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus and said it should serve as a call to action to speed up vaccination around the world before more variants emerge. The WHO reported on Friday the worldwide infections had increased by 80% or nearly doubled over the past 4 weeks. In spite of pledges from EU countries to donate vaccines to developing countries, there has been widespread criticism of rich nations. Leaders of African countries like Kenya have claimed that developed countries are simply not doing enough. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday renewed restrictions due to the surge of COVID-19 and said that they are likely. As he left the White House for a weekend at Camp David, the president struck a note of optimism, saying the bright spot is that more Americans are getting vaccinated. Speaking to reporters as he walked to Marine One, Biden was asked if Americans should expect more restrictions amid the spread of the dangerous and highly transmissible Delta variant. He said in all probability, but added that almost a million people got vaccinated the day before. So he's hoping that people are beginning to realize how essential it is to move. With coronavirus deaths rising in Myanmar, allegations are growing from residents and human rights activists that the military government, which seized control in February, is using the pandemic to consolidate power and crush opposition. In the last week, the per capita death rate in Myanmar surpassed those of Indonesia and Malaysia to become the worst in Southeast Asia. The country's crippled healthcare system has rapidly become overwhelmed with new patients sick with COVID-19. Supplies of medical oxygen are running low, and the government has restricted its private sale in many places, saying it's trying to prevent hoarding. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.